lost my screen. Oh, well, I don't need to see. Everybody hear me okay?
We're ready for the next round. It's the Linux version I love to hate. That's not really Rex's fault.
I'll take the blame.
But as well, I've said nasty things about you previously, and I won't do it again. So here's Rex with his spin on things.
Thank you. First thing I'd like to say is I'm absolutely humbled and honored to be here and have a chance to talk to you all and to actually be in the same room as everybody. I'm amped up. I've purposefully not tried to OD on coffee today, so see if I can get through things. I'm here to talk about primarily the trials and tribulations of making the Fedora 7 KDE spin. In short, I'd like to give you a brief history of Rex, where I come from. I'm just a lowly system administrator working at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln in the math department. Manage about, I don't know, 200, 250 machines anymore. I got started basically because a lot of our users wanted to use Linux and KDE, and I wanted to make KDE not suck. So I started spinning my own packages for Red Hat Linux way back when. Thought it'd be nice to basically kind of give back to everybody. Started a little thing called the KDE Red Hat Project back in a few years ago. And then stuff rolled along for a few years. Things started to happen early 2006. I got a few emails and calls from some folks at Red Hat and Fedora wanted to know if I wanted to join the project and join their project board. And I jumped at the opportunity. I thought it'd be an awesome chance to finally give back and make things good again. Shortly after that, joined the KDEV. Forget the date when I wrote this up, so I said June-ish. That may or may not be right. And then I think it was late 2006. The board was talking about trying to make multiple spins of Fedora, and they said, would I like to be in charge of making a KDE spin of Fedora? And I said, sure, how hard could it be? We don't care about that. Some things I wanted to tackle when we were shooting for making our Fedora 7 spin for KDE. The kind of standard stuff, basically make a full-featured KDE-centric desktop. Notice I didn't say KDE only. It's probably not practical in that time frame and probably not in any time frame in the near future to make any Fedora-based distribution KDE only, simply because so many of the low-level system tools that are provided by Fedora are kind of GTK based. And you know what, that's okay with me. So that's what we were shooting for. Back in February, invited Aaron Saigo to come to FUDCOM, and we came up with a lot of ways of making Fedora 7 good for KDE. The best idea that Aaron came up was is in the default install, only include the best stuff. I think we can all agree, at least in the KDE 3 universe of packages, there's a lot of less desirable goodies in there. So what we did is we culled out the stuff that was less desirable, made it easy because the KDE spin of Fedora, by the way, is a live CD, so we had to save space any way we could. Style theming, when we came up with the KDE, KDE spin ideas. Everyone came out of the framework, says, ooh, 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 use my cool little widget theme here. But it turns out, my opinion, and since I was in charge, I said, my opinion is keep things simple. Let's follow upstream defaults. And that just happens to follow the usual Fedora way of doing things. There's some nitty-gritty details we had to sort out. Fedora supports a new technology for user switching called ConsoleKit. And we needed to patch that into KDM to get user sessions to work right. And borrowed a really cool idea from Kubuntu to make user defaults kind of hooked into kiosk tool ahead of time. Thank you, Kubuntu. By the way, most of our good ideas came from them. And other distros that did things right. I like borrowing good ideas. This is the stuff that came out right. I'd say about in the development cycle for Fedora 7, a really cool thing happened in the Fedora world. There was always this notion of Fedora Core and a thing called Fedora Extras. Fedora Core was virtually controlled solely by Red Hat. And Extras was basically a community things. Everything Red Hat didn't control was package maintained by the community. The Fedora board felt that Extras were doing such a fabulous job that Core needed to go away. And before Fedora 7 was released, it did. So now there's only this thing called Fedora 7. What that means is all packages in the Fedora universe are now maintained by community. A lot of them happen to be maintained by folks who have an email address at redhat.com still. And that'll a lot of the packages will probably stay that way for a long time, like kernel, glibc, stuff like that. But everything else is fair game now. Pretty cool. So basically, our KDE spin was the test case for making a lot of this stuff work. So basically, I'm an official package maintainer for the KDE packages, in addition to Than at GNO that works at Red Hat. He was the primary package maintainer for a long time. We came up with some open and free distribution tools to spin the distro. The tools are called Pungy LiveCD tools. There's a graphical front end called Revisor. Yeah, basically folks can make their own spin. Nice, clicky, gooey to use those tools. We use LiveCD tools to make the KDE LiveCD. So again, a use case for using a lot of these new tools. What we needed to make things work again for Fedora and KDE is that Red Hat oftentimes, I'm a big critic of how things worked, and that's why I think I'm going to read between the lines, but that's why they brought me on board to try to help things be better. So a lot of things that I saw as bad was we needed community building for Fedora and KDE again. A lot of things that happened KDE-wise and Red Hat happened within a black box. So what I wanted was to create a special interest group, KDE SIG, that would basically meet openly, transparently, and make all the decisions when it comes to KDE stuff in Fedora. And I try to do my best simply by leading by deed and example. Work hard, do the right thing, do good work, and hopefully people will see that and appreciate it. Oh, and I did mention the good stuff is like I like borrowing good ideas from other distributions. Thank you. Well, the bad. There's stuff that didn't quite go right. The core extras merge that enabled me to have direct access to all the packages in Fedora, it happened pretty late in the development cycle, and that was a little scary. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. And stuff that really was bad for a while there was that a lot of the Red Hat folks weren't engaged or participating in the process at all for Fedora 7. And I'll put the blame in two places. One is my fault. I didn't go out there and email them too much or call them or bug them to get involved. So that was my bad. The other thing that was probably a mitigating factor was that right about shortly, I think about a month before Fedora 7 released, Red Hat was making a really huge deal about releasing their Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5. So I'm not surprised that a lot of the people at Red Hat were busy. So that was just an unfortunate thing that the two releases fell on top of each other like that. The ugly. Have I mentioned the merge happened really late? As a matter of fact, it happened like after the final test release of Fedora 7, when it was supposed to go gold. So I gave a lot of the people on the release engineering team heart attacks, because once I got access, I went in there and changed a whole lot of stuff. I felt pretty good about it, because a lot of the stuff that I had wanted to add for a long time, it had a lot of field testing with the packages that I had been building for a long time with the KDE Red Hat project. So it's not quite so bad, but if you've ever been involved in making a distribution and your release engineer hears about you making CVS commits after the freeze, they might probably want to get a hold of you. But I got away with it, so don't tell me. So I think the Fedora 7 release went pretty well. What can we do? What can we do for the future? Obviously, what we're doing here is talking all about KDE 4. And it just so happens that Fedora 8 and KDE 4 release schedules happen to fall pretty close together. If I have my way, I'm going to get KDE 4 as the default desktop, at least on the KDE spin of Fedora 7, to be the default desktop. There's a lot of scary stuff that goes along with that. And I've had a few talks in the hallway with people already. It has to do with, now once we install KDE 4, what do you do with all your old KDE 3 applications that don't use KDE 4 yet? It just so happens, as of right now, you can't install KDE 3 and KDE 4, not in an easy way, into the same root, at least. They're not parallel installable. So that's a big issue that we need to tackle. And unfortunately, it looks like we may be the first ones to hit the pain for doing that. That's okay. I'm willing to do that. And then the other stuff that makes things smoother. Before I graduated from college, I was a comp sci major, and my big thing was interface design and usability. So I like things that just work. I don't want to force users to have to do anything complicated to use their computers. I want things to be easy. And obviously, distribution integration, that kind of goes hand in hand with usability, I think, making things seamless and smooth with the distro. Well, I kept things short and sweet on purpose. Two reasons. One, the schedule's running over today. And two, I wanted at least to have a bigger chance to actually have some question and answer period. So that's basically all I had to talk.
Thank you, Rich. I don't
know how much time we have.
That was fascinating.
Awesome. How much time we have left? Any? Okay, I can answer that. Basically, the way RHEL works is that approximately every 2 to 3 years, they basically take whatever the last, in essence, what they do to make RHEL is they take the last Fedora Fedora release and fork it. And then do a whole bunch of Q&A on that, and then release that as RHEL. So I'd assume that RHEL 6 would be based on some derivation of whatever Fedora looks like down the in the future.
And if that includes KDE packages, when they will go into RHEL as well, or is that, does that
include? Oh, absolutely. I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty good authority that Red Hat has no plans on, or they have committed to including KDE in future editions of RHEL. And there's zero chance of them removing it. There's too many customers that want it. Yeah? Oh gosh, I wish I knew that number. No, I don't, honestly. Actually, I should have, now that we actually had internet access, I could have actually had torrent statistics for how many times the KDE spin was downloaded, at least. But for, that's just people downloading, that doesn't count installs or people using it. Fedora does have some statistics on, you have a tool called Smolt sharing, that's kind of a hardware profiler, anonymous, that kind of counts installs, but it only counts Fedora installs. It doesn't count what package set was installed or what desktop they're using. I did hear from a kind of an anonymous ear at Red Hat, though, that they do say that about 50% of their RHEL customers use KDE. So if that helps anything. Yeah?
I worked in a lab where we have about 40 Fedora 5 KDE installations. And we collaborate with another lab where they have the spin setup. And we're going to upgrade to Fedora 7.
Fedora 7.
Fedora 7.
Well, okay. What has changed? Because KDE wasn't there before.
It was always in the distribution. And it's, that part of it hasn't changed much. Did you use KDE as the desktop?
Yeah, KDE's
desktop. Okay. Well then, from your point of view, the only difference really is that Fedora's probably incrementally improved since then. And of course, it's got all my good stuff.
Yeah. How much of this of the KDE things, so do they rely only on you, or how much? I mean, who was packaging it before?
Red Hat has. One guy that's their primary package maintainer that works at Red Hat that does that too. We're a team now. We do it both.
Oh, okay.
So there's at least two of us now. I want to get other people involved with four. I want to get at least three people in, make the job easier. Is there a hand over here? No? All right.